Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 18 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Brick Oven Pizza 33. I met up with Matthew Shafiq, and I ordered one slice of margarita. Today is day 18, October 18th, the debut of the Spotlight with Sean Taylor show, and who am I gonna meet up with for pizza but Matthew Shafiq? He's my sidekick. And we are going to meet at Brick Oven Pizza 33, which is on the corner of 8th Avenue and 23rd Street. What kind of slice is that called?
Fresh mozzarella margarita.
Sound like margarita.
I think so. Fresh mozzarella margarita?
Margarita.
I'd like one slice.
That's all you're gonna get?
I just had a Chipotle.
Oh, what? Why'd you do that?
So the pizza just came and I got one slice of margarita, and it has a nice fresh mozzarella on top. It was reheated, you know, it was like pretty much ready, and then they throw it back in the oven. But the oven they throw it back in is a brick oven, so the place is well named. And the basil leaf, it looks a little bit dried out, almost dead, but it's still, you know, as long as it tastes like basil, like, it shouldn't be held against it that, you know, they didn't grind it up, because it's real easy to get ground up basil. We're eating right on the street, which is, I want to say, is a sidewalk cafe, but really it's just a table that's pushed out onto the street.
Outside, yeah.
So it's kind of loud. We get the sounds of 23rd Street, but we also get to look across the street and see people running on the treadmills up on the New York Sports Club across the street. It looks delicious. There's slices of tomato in the sauce, so you know that there's at least some tomatoes in it, although I did watch them put the sauce on. And it's tomato sauce, and then they also throw slices of tomatoes on. The slices of tomatoes are not part of the sauce. But it smells really good, and we're gonna find out how it tastes. So I just finished my slice of margarita, and it was pretty good. The brick oven crust is very thick, and are very crispy. And when you reheat it, it becomes even crispier. So it's a little bit more tough to chew, so I ended up leaving a little pieces of it. But Shafiq had no problem eating it right in front of me, right now. But how crunchy is that? Pretty crunchy?
Pretty crunchy.
Well, the other issue with the margarita slice is that it comes with sauce pockets and fresh mozzarella cheese. But the sauce pockets mean that if you don't see sauce, you don't get sauce, because it's not underlying. And I did fold it. Like, Shafiq will say that I didn't fold it, but I did fold it a little bit. It's just that I had a large portions of my particular slice that didn't have sauce. The one okay aspect of that is fresh mozzarella cheese is really good on its own. So a brick oven fresh mozzarella cheese, brick oven crust and fresh mozzarella cheese in itself is good. I thought it was adequate. I mean, I think this is a like a better than average slice. Like, the fact that you can stop by Brick Oven 33 and it's like getting a New York slice, but getting one in a brick oven automatically makes it sort of a step above, I think, most New York slice places.
So this is going to be a 3.5? is that already set?
Well, I don't know, because I also take into account atmosphere for the ratings, for FYI for everybody. They only have one set of, what do you call those, extra spices or spice
seasonings.
Bottles? Seasonings. So there's hot pepper, and there's garlic, and there's pepper, and oregano. And salt. And just be aware that there's only one set of those, and some people get upset if you're having to take this seasoning to your table and then forget to bring it back. And rather than blaming the place for only having one set of them, they get upset and they blame the individuals.
I believe in an established New York City rule that someone takes one to the table, you just take it from them. That's just how it works. It's you take You take. It's a constant taking system. There's no putting back. Not to me, there's not. That's what I have to say about that.
I wasn't saying who it was.
Oh, well, it was me. All right, it was me. There we go.
But you're from New York, so you're more right than that person. And just so you know, if you're listening and you want to be the person that goes and confronts the people, don't be that person. Just let it go and then are asked nicely to borrow the seasoning. There's no need to go up to people and like be a busybody, because she was leaving. She was already done with her pizza and was just like, you know, excuse me, can I interrupt? You know, like,
I can already see her calling like her sister or her brother or son or something and saying, there was this guy today, took the pepper and the garlic, left it on the table. Well, I wasn't going to let that fly. I let him know what was what as I was leaving.
Well, she's probably got a podcast, like a busybody Betty podcast is going to be talking about her end of the her side of the story, and this Pizza Month podcast is going to be our side. it was a good slice. So what did you order, Mashafi?
The same slice as you, plus a regular slice, and both were very good to me. I enjoyed them very much. This place to me is a solid B+.
Have you been here before?
Yes, I come here regularly.
Nice. Would you come back and recommend it to others?
I sure would, especially if you're anywhere near the Magnet Theater.
That's right. The Magnet Theater is where me and Matt Shafiq are going, because at 9:30, we are doing the debut of The Spotlight with Sean Taylor. And Matt Shafiq is the sidekick. So everyone listening to this podcast is most likely going to be in the Magnet Theater watching us. So I guess this
no
is
need
no
to
news.
Double remote.
Yeah. But are you nervous about it at all, being a sidekick?
It's my first time sidekicking, so I'm a little bit nervous, but I feel like anything that goes wrong, I could blame on the host, because it's not my show.
I was thinking that being the host, if anything went wrong, I could blame it on the sidekick, but you're actually correct.
It'd be funny if it's just a cycle of the blame game going back and forth.
At the end of the show, it'd be like, and that was The Spotlight with Matt Shafiq. Sidekick. Matt Shafiq.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we ought to get over there and start preparing the magnet, because there's some tech stuff we got to set up.
Yep.
I'm going to be using this very device I'm using to record Pizza Month to project and play all of the video segments. I guess that's it for Brick Oven 33. Thank you very much, Matt Shafiq, for joining me for Pizza Month.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Truck Sounds.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.